I have the honor of introducing actually my teacher as well. This is Michal Horowitz. She is a noted, distinguished, prolific lecturer and throughout our community. She gives shiurim Parshat Shavua a couple of times a week, as well as speaks on a variety of topics. They're really, really wonderful. She could be found on yutorah.org, as well as on her own website, www.michalhorowitz.com. And without further ado, she will have her speak, on THINK, an acronym for Successful Interaction and Reaction.
Thank you, Baba. Okay, ready to learn? Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our special presentation at the Five Towns Community Collaborative Conference. The topic of today's share is THINK, an acronym for Successful Interaction and Reaction. The Gemara in Yevamos 63a tells us Rav had a difficult wife. Whatever he wanted, she gave him the opposite. When he asked for bean soup, she gave him pea soup. When he asked for pea soup, she gave him bean soup. One night, he was sitting at the table with his son. He asked for bean soup. Lo and behold, he was given bean soup. He was shocked. He turned to his son and he said, "Mother is improving her ways. Now she was serving as he requested." "No, no," said the son. "I just told her you wanted pea soup." Rav admonished his son and he said to him, "Don't ever do that again." And then he quoted a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, "Limdu lishonam daber sheker." They have taught the people, their tongues, to say lies. "Havela nil'u," shall I not punish them? "Hal elo lo efkar bam," shall I not punish them for speaking lies? Man was invested with Koach HaDibur at the moment of his creation. The pasuk tells us in Bereishis Perek Beis, pasuk Zayin, "Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es ha'adam afar min ha'adama." He blew into his nostrils the soul of life, and man became a nefesh chaya, a living spirit. And there's a very famous Targum Unklus on this pasuk. And Targum Unklus says, what is nefesh chaya? L'ruach memalala, a speaking spirit. The koach of man that differentiates us from all other forms of creation. I know gorillas and birds have modes of communication, but what differentiates us from all other life forms is koach hadibur. L'ruach memalala, the moment we were invested with the neshama, we got koach of speech. What tends to happen when it comes to koach hadibur is that we think if it's not lashon hara, it must be okay. So much focus on lashon hara, and there should be. If it's not lashon hara, it's okay. That's not correct. Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch used to say a person must be an adam kasher and an adam yasher. Adam kasher means kosher in his dealings with God, and adam yasher means straight in his dealings with fellow man. You can't have only one. You can't only have a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam and slack off in your relationship with fellow man, and you can't only be good to fellow man and slack off with your relationship with God. You have to be yasher and kasher. Kasher, kosher with the Almighty, and yasher, straight with fellow man. The Maharal writes, quote, "Good is the opposite of bad. Wholesomeness is the opposite of deficiency. Loftiness is the opposite of lowliness." I'm going to repeat that sentence. The Maharal says, good is the opposite of bad. Wholesomeness is the opposite of deficiency. Loftiness is the opposite of lowliness. Indeed, such opposites present themselves to such extremes as they can possibly be apart. When a person refrains, he says, from unbefitting speech, when he does not allow such speech to come out of his mouth, he is distancing himself from degradation and abomination. If you hold back, and we say, we think it's only lashon hara that's forbidden, there's so much more that falls under the range of forbidden speech. The sages say a person should not allow an unbefitting, indecent word to come out of his mouth. What about teasing? What about nivol peh? What about crass speech? What about mockery? What about embarrassing words? What about jokes that are a joke to you but said at the expense of somebody else? Rav Chiya never said dvarim betalim ba'olam. He never said pointless words in his entire life. Our shiur is called THINK, an acronym for Successful Interaction and Reaction. The way we speak to other affects our interaction, and not only does it determine our interaction, but the way we speak affects their reaction. But what I say, the words I use, does not only determine how I behave and interact with someone else, but it certainly affects how they react to me. I must share this with you. At 2:45 p.m. on Sunday, May 29th, I sent the following WhatsApp to my mother. This is a true story. I even copied it. Wait, I'm going to hold up my paper for a minute. I even copied it, okay? I copied the WhatsApp to put it into my share notes. To my mother, 2:45 p.m., Sunday, May 29th. It's Memorial Day weekend. You have to understand for me, Sunday is invariably, almost always, 99% of the time a workday. I'm going to quote my app verbatim. Mich, that's what it says. Hi. No caps, no punctuation, no grammar. I'm working, started late. Yikes. Always something going on. I had to pick up the boys from school. I didn't start work till 1:30 p.m. The Far Rockaway Freeds, my brother and family, are coming for a barbecue dinner at 5 o'clock. The boys are outside trying to sell lemonade, my 10-year-old twins. No one's really stopping. Sad face. Tomorrow, my in-laws are coming for dinner. M-I-L. Mother-in-law suggested she will bring supper, which is very nice as well. 2:45 p.m., at least my fast walk was done early and work is going okay. I ended with, and tomorrow my in-laws are coming for dinner. My mother-in-law suggested she will bring supper, which is very nice as well. Are you ready? At 2:46, I realized I WhatsApped my mother-in-law, not my mother. This is not a joke. It's a true story. It's a true story. Imagine if I was a different person. No, I'm telling you something. Think, an acronym, I'm going to tell you what it stands for. And someone says what it stands for. I said, you have to come this year. An acronym for successful interaction reaction. Imagine if I was a different person. And instead of ending with that line I wrote, I came up with some possibilities that are mild considering what it could have been. And tomorrow, in-laws coming for dinner. Mother-in-law suggested she will bring supper, which is very nice. And I felt I could not say no, even though I'm not so in the mood. Or I ended with, mother-in-law suggested she will bring supper. Who is she to suggest coming to my house if she has not been invited? Or I ended with, I don't know, I can't, you could, you,
but you said it.
I WhatsApped my mother at 2:45 p.m. An update about my day, my fast walk, my work, picking up the boys from school, my brother's coming for barbecue, and tomorrow my in-laws are coming, which is very nice as well. At 2:46, I realized I WhatsApped my mother-in-law. Think an acronym for successful interaction and reaction is what I'm about to say, and in 2016, or what I'm about to send, T, thoughtful, H, helpful and humble, I, important, interesting, intelligent, N, necessary, and K, kind. I will repeat it. Think is an acronym for successful interaction and reaction. T stands for thoughtful. Okay. T stands for thoughtful. H stands for helpful and humble. I, important, interesting, intelligent. N, necessary. K, kind. If it meets these criteria, good and well. For it will lead to successful interaction and reaction. That is key. That is key. How do I interact with somebody else will determine how they interact with me. Kemayim ha'panim l'panim, kein lev ha'adam l'adam. Like water that reflects a face, so too a heart of man to man. And if it does not, if it is not thoughtful, humble and helpful, intelligent, interesting, important, necessary and kind, it does not need to be said, and you do not need to hit send. If you think for a moment or two, you don't need to think for a long time, once you memorize what the acronym stands for, I'm being serious, am I perfect? I wouldn't be of this world. Do I never say anything that's not in these categories? I would be a malach. I'm not a malach. I'm baser v'dam. But sometimes, if you can be successful, 3 times out of 10. That's 3 times out of 10. And then you move to 4 times out of 10. If you think for a moment or two before you say, yesterday at the Shabbos table, I was going to say something about an exchange I had with my sister-in-law. It wasn't lashon hara. It wasn't necessary to be said. And I stopped and I said in my head, is this thoughtful? Is it intelligent? Is it helpful and humble? Intelligent, interesting, important, necessary, and kind. And I stop myself. The Slonim Rebbe writes, when a person feels a desire to say something, he says it generally without weighing whether or not it should be said. What does that mean? A thought comes into your mind. You want to say it in you? Don't think. You just say it. However, quote, A God-fearing individual does not speak freely about anything that happens to enter his mind. Yir Shamayim, a Torah Jew, someone who's striving to be better, says the son of Merebbe, does not say anything freely that happens to enter into his mind. Any word he first weighs in his mind, even if it's merely for a brief instant, whether he should say it or not, may say it or not, helpful or not. Shoftim v'shotrin titein lecha, the Pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, you should appoint officers and judges, says the Slonim Merebbe, judges, weigh in your mind, judge for yourself, shotrim, should you say this, shoftim, and officers, after you weigh, if you should say it, control of the mind. It's not enough to think if it's a good thing or a bad thing, you also have to control yourself. Why? Because sometimes you know you shouldn't say it, and nevertheless, you say it anyway. It's not enough to have judges. Judges, says the Slonim Rebbe, shoftim, helps you decide whether it should be said. Shotrim holds you back from saying what should not be said. To impose control of his mind, despite the fact that he desires to say it very much. We are prohibited so many times in the Torah from uttering poisonous words, from sharing dangerous speech. Pasuk says in Sefer Kedoshim, Parshas Kedoshim, Sefer Vayikra, Lo Telech Rachil Bamecha, says Rashi, don't be a gossip monger amongst your people. Don't go to somebody's house and then go to the shuk and say, you know what I saw in her house? Lo Telech Rachil Bamecha. Continues the Pasuk, Lo Ta'amod Al Dam Reach, Ani Hashem. That's a connection, the juxtaposition between Lo Seilech Rechil Bamecha and Lo Ta'amor Al Dam Reyecha. Don't be a gossip monger amongst your people. Don't stand idly by while your brother's blood is being shed. If you say the wrong words, it's as if you are standing idly by watching your brother's blood being shed. We are commanded against Lashon Hara, against Rechil, Lo Seilech Rechil, Rechilu Lashon Hara. We are commanded against Ona'as Devarim, which is verbal oppression. You may not oppress your friend, another person from your nation. Lo sonu es amiso. And Rashi says, "Kan he's here al onas devarim." Here you are warned against verbal oppression. And Rashi says, "You ready? You should not annoy your fellow." It's unbelievable. Lo tonu es amiso. Don't annoy. Is it lashon hara? Call somebody a nickname they don't like. You tease someone, they don't like it. You make a joke at someone else's expense. That's a prohibition. It doesn't fall under anything. It's not lashon hara. It's not slander. Is that thoughtful? I ask you. Is a joke at someone else's expense helpful?
No.
Is it intelligent? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Rav Palm Zatzal spoke very much about the fact that people would tease little children. They think he's just a kid. Even when you're teaching the child to walk, so the child comes close to you and you move back. And the child comes close to you and you move back. Yeah, you want to help the kid walk, but where's the positive reinforcement? Where's the positive interaction? Where's the person building him up and making him feel like a person? We are reminded to watch our speech. You are reminded to guard your speech. We just spoke about it. Don't annoy your fellow. Don't give him advice that is inappropriate for him. We are reminded to think before we speak. Of course, the very famous capital, Lamed Dalet. Miha isha chafetz chayim. Do you desire life? Do you want to be the person that vayitzer Hashem Elokim es ha'adam afar min ha'adam vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim vayi adam lenefesh chayim? You want to be the nefesh chayim? You want to be the ruach memalala? Netzar l'shon chameva usvasach medaber mirma. Netzar l'shon chameva. Guard your tongue, guard your lips, guard your mouth from bad, from evil. Don't let the deceit cross your lips. Sur meira, if you can do this, you are straying from bad. You are in essence seeking peace. Shem Shem Fal Hirsch comments, his beautiful commentary on Tehillim. Shem Shem Fal Hirsch says on these psukim, it is significant that the practical application of the fear of God, you want to know the beginning, the gateway to Yiras Shamayim, begins with control over our words. And even before that, says Rav Hirsch, control over our thoughts. Shem Shem Fal Hirsch says on this excerpt from Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Dalet, the fear of God, Yiras Shamayim, are you a Yirei Elokim, begins not only with control over speech, but with control over thoughts. Speech and thoughts, says Rav Hirsch, are activities we constantly practice. We're doing it all the time. You know, I teach a Shmiras HaLashon class, every other Monday morning in Lawrence, we're learning a sefer of the Chofetz Chaim. Some people, you know, you leave the class and you think, I don't want to ever talk again. But the inyan is, you can't never talk again, because in this world we need speech and we utilize speech. But how shall we utilize speech? Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch says the beginning of Yerushalayim begins with controlling your thoughts, and from controlling your thoughts moves to controlling your speech. The fulfillment of this task, however, writes Rav Hirsch, requires constant self-observation. It's very hard. But I'm telling you that I'm not standing here and giving a speech about something that I don't try and do. And I'm not perfect. Chas v'sham, and I'm far from it. But I do try, not always, but when I remember, to use this acronym, because Rav Hirsch says it requires constant self-observation, control over oneself, which is the essential basis for God-fearing moral behavior. Therefore, says Rav Hirsch, we first begin with practice and control of thought. First, control your thoughts. Your words are still unuttered. You're mulling over them with your tongue. In instant, I want to quote the sentence from Rav Hirsch. In instances where we really know of nothing good to say, he's commenting on Tehillim, quote, we must practice the difficult art of keeping silent. In instances where we know of nothing good to say, we must practice the difficult art of keeping silent. David HaMelech says in Kapitel Lamed Tes, Amarti, Eshmerah Drachai, I will guard my ways. Mechato Bilishoni, I don't want to sin. Lamed Tes 39, chapter 39, to sin with my tongue. Eshmer lefi machsom be'od l'rasha l'negdi. I will muzzle my mouth when the wicked one is opposite me. And my yetzer hara is saying, muzzle your mouth. It sometimes happens. I want you to know something. It works almost every single time. So I'm going to show Torah perspective. Is it thoughtful, helpful, humble, important, interesting, intelligent, necessary, and kind? Works almost every time. If it doesn't fit into one of those categories, don't say it. Sometimes it happens that parents of a young child, please listen to this. I don't know if people here have young children, grandchildren, spouses, friends, close family, siblings. Sometimes someone does something we find annoying or stressful. And this is what people say to others. Especially true with young children. You hear it. Even me with my hearing loss, I hear it. What's wrong with you? I'm not making this up. I didn't just drop here from Mars. People say, on a regular basis, to other human beings, what's wrong with you? Would you be an adult at work? As an adult, would you enjoy if you made a mistake and your boss screamed to you in front of your coworkers, what's wrong with you? There might be something wrong with the behavior. It might, in fact, be chutzpahdik. It may, in fact, have been hurtful. It may, in fact, have been appropriate. The behavior was wrong. The person is created b'tzelem Elokim. And when our words, demeanor, and attitudes, please listen to the sentence, when our words, demeanor, and attitude condemn the person instead of the behavior, you are destroying worlds. Destroying worlds. When the words, behavior, attitude, facial expression condemn the person instead of the behavior, I am not exaggerating, you are destroying worlds. In his Sefer Kuntros Chovas Hashmira, which is the Sefer I mentioned that I teach, tomorrow morning's the next class, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Klal HaDvarim, the sum of the matter is, writes the Chofetz Chaim, bid burav shal adam, through the speech of man, yachal livro olamos, you can create worlds, build worlds, ulahacha rivan, and you can destroy worlds. Coming up to Churban Beis HaMikdash, you can destroy worlds, and you can build worlds with words. It's hard to say. With words, you can destroy worlds. And with your words, you can mamish build worlds. The choice is ours. If it's not thoughtful, don't say it. What's wrong with you? Nothing wrong with me. I made a mistake. The soup spilled on the floor, and the parent, in a moment of frustration, screams out, what's wrong with you? The bill was paid late, and now there's a late fee on the bill. And why couldn't you pay the bill on time? The ride never came. Why didn't you come? The child is chutzpah to mommy. The new toy is broken. The sneakers got lost on the first day of camp. We just bought you new sneakers. How could they be lost? I'm not making it up. That one's happened in our house. You went to the grocery and the pizza was on sale for $6.99 and you bought the one that was on sale for $12.99. Is it thoughtful to say what's wrong with you? Is it helpful? Is it humble? Is it humble? It means I'm better than you. It means I never made a mistake. There's something wrong with you. There can't possibly be something wrong with me. Is it intelligent? Reflects your condescending attitude of other human beings. Is it important to destroy, to shatter that person? You don't think the kid feels bad enough that they just spilled a whole can of coffee on the floor and they know mommy's stressed out? That the child came to Bubby's house and she didn't clean up the toys and in a moment of frustration, a parent or grandparent says, "What's wrong with you?" We must stop and think before the words leave our mouths. Shamash Rafal Hirsch says in his commentary on Tehillim, the beginning of Yerushamayim is up here. It's to consider before the words come out here. What's wrong with you? I wrote in my notes, quote, quoting Micha Haaretz, should be removed from our lexicon, replaced when necessary with words that rebuke the action or behavior while maintaining the integrity and dignity of our fellow human beings. I'm going to repeat that sentence. I think that's very important. What's wrong with you, as we have just explained it, should be removed from our lexicon, replaced when necessary with words that rebuke the behavior or action, but maintain the dignity and integrity of our fellow human beings. Listen, I'm not saying we should leave here and never be mechanech a child again, and I'm not saying that anything in a spouse relationship never needs to be addressed. Sometimes child, parents, siblings. But who do we learn this from? Yaakov Avinu. Hafochba, vafochba, dekulaba. You know where everything is? Chinuch, Yerushamayim, speech, mitzvah, salach, everything's in the Torah. Turn it over and over because everything is in it. Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed. Oyvei, do I really have to finish at 11 o'clock? I started 3 minutes late. Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed gives each of his children brachos, parting words of a father, lasting lessons of chinuch, of a patriarch to a nation. Shimon and Levi, we don't have time to get into. Shimon and Levi, in their rage, in their sense of injustice for their sister Dinah, took up arms, and they tricked the town of Shechem, and they slayed all the inhabitants. Okay? Different shear for a different time. But Yaakov Avinu says on his deathbed, hey, it's chapter 49, verse 7 of Bereishis. Arur apam ki az, cursed is their rage because it is harsh. Ve'evrasam ki kashasa, their wrath is strong. I will disperse them in Yaakov and scatter them in Yisrael. We are left with timeless words that serve as life lessons in chinuch, in interaction and reaction with our fellow human beings. Cursed is their rage. Harsh is their wrath. There's nothing wrong with the child because the coffee spilled all over the floor. It's not his fault. You're stressed out and it's Erev Shabbos and you had a long day of work and you're having company. You hear it if you pay attention. People say it. What's wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with the spouse if he bought the pizza that's $13 instead of $6. How could you not see the sign in Gourmet Club? So what do we do when Musar, rebuke, and admonitions are necessary? Rav Bender Shlita noted, beautiful Vart, rainbows are a sign of tochacha. The Gemara says you shall not gaze at them. It means, you know, it's hard. It's a nisayon, you're not to gaze at them. I mean, you never saw such a beautiful thing. Among the wonders of Maisa Bereishis, it means Hashem wants to destroy the world, but he is Naman Bevriso, Fakayim Bamaamaro. He's not going to destroy Sagam. They make a bracha. So Rav Bender Shlita noted, my son's Rosh Yeshiva. If rainbows are so bad, why are they so nice? Yeah. Profound Vart. Because when you have to give tochacha, when you have to give musar, when you have to give rebuke, do it with shenkite. Do it nicely. You can tell the child in a stern fashion, the grandchild, the spouse maybe not in such a stern fashion, but you can tell. It's very chutzvedik to speak to mommy like that. You need to help me clean up the coffee that's all over the floor. We don't behave that way in this home. get rid of what's wrong with you. Is it thoughtful? Is it helpful? Is it humble, intelligent, important, interesting, necessary, and kind? If you go home and memorize this acronym, I'm telling you, it takes 3 seconds to go through it in your mind before you talk. Imagine what I WhatsApp my mother, and I really WhatsApp to my mother-in-law. And who is it about? My mother-in-law. Imagine if I was a different person. I'm not saying I'm such a great person, but imagine if I was a different person. I finished with, which is very nice as well. Rav Belsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, his attitude was, quote, build people, don't break people. Parents, he believed, should reproach their children when they misbehave, but he was always advised not to rebuke for too much. I just saw something very nice. I saw something cool. Maybe that's why rainbows last for a short amount of time. We could combine Rav Bender's Vart with that of Rav Belsky's Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Remember, Rav Bender said, rainbows are so beautiful, but they're bad. When you have to give tokacha, rebuke with Sheinkat. Say to the child, I know you can do better. Say to the spouse, I know next time you're going to read the sign that it's on sale. I'm joking. If rainbows are so beautiful, teaches us to rebuke with Sheinkat. But why do they last for so short? Wow. You can tie in Rav Belsky's insight, because Rav Belsky says when you have to give tochach, when you have to give the rebuke, you have to. You have a mitzvah of chinuch habanim. But move on. Don't dwell on it. Why? Because you can, says the Chofetz Chaim. We quote it from Sefer Kuntros, the Chofetz HaShemira. You can with words build worlds, and you can with words destroy worlds. Change the topic, said Rav Belsky, immediately after you tell him what he did wrong or why he cannot do such a thing. Seches Ksubos, 16b to 17a. Tanu Rabbanan, Ketan Meraknim Lefnei Akala. The rabbis asked, how do you dance before Akala? Beit Shammai Omrim. Oh, Beit Shammai is harsh. Beit Shammai pushes away the convert. Beit Shammai says, Kala, Kemo Shehi. She has a hearing loss, so you say the Kala is a hearing loss. Beit Hila Omrim. Kala Na V'chasu. That's not what you say. You say the Kala is pleasant, and she's a Baas Chasin, and she's a beautiful woman. Amula and Beis Shammai the Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, Haresha Haisa Chigeres Osuma. Amrim lo Kala Na'a V'chasuda. If she is lame or blind, or has a hearing loss, do you say she's a beautiful Kala? V'atomra Omran, the Torah says, Sefer Shmos Parachav Gimel, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Don't tell a lie. So how can I say she's Kala Na'a V'chasuda? She's lame, she's blind, she can't hear. Not beautiful. Mulan Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, Divrechem, according to your words, someone who bought a bad purchase in the marketplace, you're going to depreciate it in his eyes or tell him it's nice. He bought the shirt. He can't return it. He bought the rug. He can't return it. You don't like it. He's very happy with it. He's going to come to the apartment and say, it really doesn't match. What were you thinking? Who was your interior decorator? The couch? The pattern doesn't match with the rug. The painting doesn't match with the walls. I don't like it. Wouldn't you say you should praise it in his eyes? Mikan Amru Chachamim, from here the Chachamim say, La'olam Tehei Dato Shal Adam. Always a person's mind should be Me'orevas Im Habrios, pleasant with people. You're going to say the call is nice. You're going to say she's Chasuda. You're going to say she's Na'a. Because it's thoughtful. Because it's helpful to her new Chasen, to build her up. Because it's humble, because you're no better than she is, because God created both of you in his image. Because it's intelligent. Are you using your chachma, bina, and das when you speak? Because it's important to make her beloved to everybody at the wedding. Because it's kind, and because it's necessary. We all have much we want to say, and we all have much we have to say. The gift of speech, leruach memalua, differentiates us from all other life forms. Not only that, but it connects us with those around us. The gift of speech determines not only our interaction, but the reaction. From siblings and spouses, friends and acquaintances, teachers to students, strangers as well. The key to successful interaction and reaction, I'm summing up. Don't abstain. They say the Chofetz Chaim is very talkative. Do not abstain from utilizing the great gift of speech. The key is to think before you speak. And in 2016, please, think before you hit send. Just think. Do you want this out there? You forward it to someone, and they forward it to 10 people, and they forward it to 20 people, and everybody knows what Michal Horowitz said. You can never, ever take it back. We send a joke that perhaps is ansanua, something with not nice words. We started our shir by saying it's not only lashon hara that we have to stay away from. There are many forms of forbidden speech. There is crass speech. Don't be like them. Don't let such words cross your mouth. There is ansanua speech. There is provocative speech. There is teasing. There is embarrassing. There is pain and there is shame. Are my words thoughtful? Oh, are my words thoughtful? Bereishis 38:24. Lamechas chavtalet. I'm going to end with one pasuk in my 1 minute to illustrate each nakuda that I brought up today. Are my words thoughtful? And it was after 3 months, and they tell Yehuda, you know, your daughter-in-law Tamar, I think she's pregnant by harlotry. And what does she do? She's taken out on her way to being burned. Thoughtful. And she doesn't say, yeah, you know who the father of these kids is? She says, is it your signet, wrap, and staff? Whoever these belong to, that's who I'm expecting by. Is it thoughtful? Is it humble? Parshas Baalotcha. Va'ish Moshe anav ma'od mikol ha'adam mashal p'nei adama. When you're spoken to, you don't have to answer back. Is it helpful? Va'yom Hashem Elokim. Almighty said, lo tov hayos ha'adam levado esalo ezer kenegdo. We need other people in our lives. We need helpful relationships in our lives. Is it intelligent? Va'amaleoso ruach elokim. Tzal, the master craftsman, was given ruach elokim. What's ruach elokim? Chachma, tvuna, and das, says Rashi, wisdom, intuition, and ruach hakodesh. Are your words intelligent? Are they important? And Abram said to Sarah as they went down to Egypt, now I know that you are very beautiful. It's important that I tell you right now you're very beautiful. So maybe you could say you're my sister. Is it interesting? And Joseph dreamt a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and he said to them, I dreamt another dream. But you know what? It's interesting, and it's important, because a Navi's not allowed to suppress his nevuah. Is it necessary? Sometimes it's necessary to rebuke. How do we rebuke? And he told his father and his brothers the dream. His father did need to admonish him. What is this dream? Do you think we're coming, me and your brothers and your mother, to bow down to? And finally, everybody, I'm going to quote myself. Are my words, my thoughts, my speech, words, thoughts, speech, email, iMessage, text message. And for those of you who are on the social media, such as Facebook, I don't know what are the other ones, Twitter, whatever they are, WhatsApp, is what emanates from my holy mouth, from the gift of speech with which I have been divinely endowed. Are your words kind? Oh my gosh, he wakes up in the morning and he's next to the wrong woman. Gewalt. Rashi says, what does Rashi say? You all know. What did Rachel do? She was mevater out of kindness for her sister. Rashi says there, Yaakov gave Rachel simanim. She wanted to spare her sister shame and embarrassment. And out of the kindness of who Rachel Imenu was, she gave the signs to her sister. For as the Chafetz Chaim tells us, I am finishing, with words we build words, and with words we build words, and with words we destroy worlds. An acronym for successful interaction and reaction. Think before you WhatsApp your mother-in-law. May we be graced with the humility, wisdom. No, listen to my Berkas Hedgel. May we be graced with humility, wisdom, empathy, kindness, and patience. To think, capital letters, before we speak, as we utilize God's tremendous gift of Kol HaDibur appropriately, thereby making a Kiddush Hashem in all that we do, in all that we say, and all that we send. Amen v'amen. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Amazing.
It's really going to be online. Will be online.
Amazing. Have a great, enjoy your week off. I hope you have a vacation.
I have classes just in other venues.
But you have your kids home. And
I have my kids. Right?
Enjoy. Alone. We'll see you the following week.
Okay, thank you.
Mwah. You're the best. I said that. ask the last question? Okay, Mazel Tov.
Let me know the I have a great wedding. I feel